Welcome to the Wendy DeRosa Sessions, support for you as an empathic, sensitive, intuitive, and human being on the path of deepening your consciousness, spiritual growth, intuition, energy healing, and personal transformation. Welcome to this episode, What is Grace and How Does It Help with Clearing Energy? I'm Wendy DeRosa. I'm so glad you're here. We're going to dive right in. So grace has many different meanings. And if you look it up in the dictionary, these meanings range from honor to elegance to goodwill to even God's recompense in the Christianity terms. And I want to share a little bit about how I've come to understand grace, because quite honestly, I think it's very much a subjective experience. I think it's an experience where grace finds you and tells you what it is. So I'm going to share a little bit about that process. So I've come to understand grace to be a flow of divine energy, and we have life force energy that flows through us and lives in our plants and our trees and our natural world. And then we're sourced by that energy. Grace in itself has a quality of divinity. It has a divine intelligence to it. It has the sense that there is a light connected, and that light itself has a deeper intelligence that knows what you need. It's deeply connected to your soul. And I've used this imagery a lot of the waterfall of grace. And what I've come to understand for myself is that when I have become more steeped in my own practice of meditation, of prayer, of allowing myself to be in my channel, grace is more than just a concept. It's actually a very felt, visceral experience. And it's experience of being in a current, of a flow. And that when we're in that current, that the life force flows in a way where its intelligence is somewhat moving you. You know, it's awakening your soul's light. It's activating in a good way that soul's essence. And we are moving through life from that place of being deeply connected to, we'll say, the divine, or that also includes your higher self, that you are soulfully connected in that moment to something bigger than the mind or the ego. Grace is that flow of energy. It's the divinity and the sweetness or the gentleness, and it opens up places in our body that carry power. In other words, our chakras or our power centers. They're sourced by this light, by this divinity. So it's often termed as, you know, the essence of God, the light of God, higher love, the waterfall of creation or life. But it's the quality of energy that says, mind, move out of the way, ego, move out of the way, and allow for a deeper spiritual or soulful intelligence to flow through you, an essence. I was describing this as almost like a substance, like it's a presence, a flow in it, and it has a felt experience to it. And when I was praying a lot, and when I there was a time period in my life where I came to really understand what grace was by allowing myself to be in this image of a waterfall, and it was meditative, but it was very real to me. The more I meditated, the stronger the waterfall became. And the more I allowed that waterfall to grace my back body, meaning flow through my back body, the more I would experience my intuition or peace and calm, or the sense that my frontal lobe of my brain could relax and stop micromanaging, or whatever it is, you know, executive functioning through life. And instead I could allow this waterfall to source me and to fill up my system, my energy body. And I had the experience as the more I was being sourced by this flow of light or this waterfall of grace, the more I was feeling this divinity, this sense of awakening and light, ultimately, that my soul was illuminating through the vessel of my body. And that would be a practice. And then I'd go through life, and life would happen. And sometimes I'd contract back into the human condition, and it was hard and tough and stressful, or whatever life brought about. And I'd find I'd go back into this practice of allowing the waterfall of grace to flow and connect to higher source, to God, to divinity. And I would allow that light to flow through me. And when I did, I'd go through another step in the process. Maybe that step was more insight, or maybe it would be more opening internally. And it became iterative over the years, that allowing this grace to flow and surrendering it to it would be moments where I could access my higher guidance and my inner wisdom. And I could, again, let the mind get out of the way. But the more I practiced it, the easier it would be to drop into it in the moment. You know, it used to take a lot longer. And then over time, it became easier to receive and allow that flow of grace. And interestingly enough, those words, receive and allow, because I can remember times in my own life, and maybe you relate to this, where allowing wasn't easy and receiving was also really difficult. And I had to learn that it was okay to receive. And I had to learn that it was safe to allow. And that if I could again lean back into this waterfall of light, I could practice allowing and practice receiving. And from there, watch life unfold in a way that I couldn't have structured or planned or made happen. Instead, in that flow of divine wisdom and intelligence, life would unfold in a particular way, or a situation would unfold in a particular way. So grace in itself is that lifeline. It is that flow. And what's interesting is I'm describing it as a vertical flow, a shower that flows down. Does grace always have to flow that way? Not necessarily. It's through us, it's around us, it's within us. But the more we sit with it and allow even meditation on the word grace, allowing the flow of grace, the more we are receiving its wisdom, the more intimately connected we're becoming to it, and the more we could really listen to what it tells you or what messages it has for you. Sometimes, again, I think it can be really challenging to describe or explain some deeply spiritual experiences, especially if they're in the heart. And I often will, you know, in talking with students and clients over the years about experiences they might be having, that would say things like they just can't find words for it. And when I hear that, I know exactly, I resonate. It's nonverbal, exactly where they are and what they're experiencing. And another word for that is awe. It's the speechless experience of the divine flow, and that in itself is grace. So grace for healing, how do we use it for clearing energy? A little bit of that the understanding around that, I'll say it this way, is to have a little understanding about your energetic body and what's happening in your energetic system. The waterfall of grace is an image that I often use and have written about and talked about many, many times. This waterfall is, again, the divine flow that can be practiced as a vertical flow of light. We also have within our energetic system a central channel in our body, and we have about 72,000 perhaps known meridians in the body through which life force flows, but also that can get very blocked by energy, emotions, life experiences, whatever it might be, karma we might be holding and carrying. And so how grace can be helpful in energy healing is that we can, again, close our eyes and relax the frontal lobe of the brain. And I'm going to take you through this. You can do it with me. Close your eyes and relax the frontal lobe of your brain and lean back into an imaginary waterfall of grace. And if you're still not sure what grace is by my explanation, then maybe just feel into the waterfall or a waterfall of light. And it's a stream of light. And wherever you feel any tension in your body or contraction or restriction, guide your breath and your light into that area. Simply allow the waterfall to flow through that area with your breath. Two simultaneous actions. You're breathing and light is flowing in that area. And through your exhales, you're allowing that energy to release. Any restriction, any contraction, any pain, any stress, just with your breath and the flow of grace. Maybe you needed that, we'll say, block or emotion or tension. Maybe you needed it for some subconscious reason. And maybe it's time to thank it and let it go. Grace is the flow of light into the body. I can dislodge that energy, but we can't force it. We have to allow it. So can you allow by softening the muscles or the tension around any holding around that area? And with your breath, just allow the energy to release, inhaling and exhaling. And then grace, the light, the flow can start to fill in to that area and even guide more presence of you, more of your own light, like a gentle invitation for you to occupy more of that space, more of your truth, more of your alignment, more of your true mission. And what's also interesting in the healing or clearing process with grace is that it goes where it needs to go. You don't have to always guide it. Your body sensations will sometimes tell you where it needs to go. But sometimes the light of grace goes where it needs to go, because your soul is ready to let go of something and needs this divine frequency to aid and assist in that release. Your soul knows this light very well. It's made of it. It's born of it. And this light will continue to flow through your body wherever you may need it. And when it does so, it illuminates your soul's light. It's like going to the source and becoming sourced and filled up with that light. And anytime our soul is sourced, it expands in our body. It creates more presence, and that feels good. So we'll make more space for your light to expand inside the vessel of your body, because you are in the flow of divinity and prayer and grace. And maybe you get messages, a higher wisdom. And if so, you can write it down. And allow that light as it's flowing through you. To be a stream of wisdom that you tune into and listen to. You can thank the messages. Allow that light to flow into the center of your heart and be a place where you are connected divinely. You're not working so hard on a human level. You're allowing life. You're allowing the flow. So may this light support you. May it show you what grace is for you. Whenever you're ready, you can slowly come back into the awareness of being in the room and feeling your legs and your feet and allowing that light to illuminate through the center of your being and just really feel it. Notice if you feel any different. Notice if you feel more connected. Over time, that vertical flow of grace becomes this pillar, this channel within you that you are connected in. You are filled with that source energy that is flowing, that divine energy. And in that connection comes lots of things. Intuition comes, higher guidance. It comes, you know, just feeling more deeply connected to yourself and your mission and your purpose. Sometimes creativity comes out of it. So it's a practiced place of being in that flow of grace. And you can take the waterfall with you wherever you go to support you. So I hope this supports you in a little information on what grace is and how it can support you through clearing energy in your body. And just know that you always have grace with you. It's just a matter of opening up to it. Many blessings, and I'll see you soon.